Good morning, and welcome to Greater Good. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. The Greater Good Science Center studies the psychology, sociology, and neuroscience of well-being, and teaches skills that foster a thriving, resilient, and compassionate society. And now, some articles from Greater Good. 7 Ways Fatherhood Rewired My Brain. A father of 3 reflects on how becoming a parent taught him about love and helped him to grow as a human being. By Karim Shamsi Basha, June 10th, 2026. It was midnight and my son Zadie was 3 months old in his crib crying. I would rock him to sleep while singing Hush Little Baby and You Are My Sunshine while begging the universe to quiet him down. Around 2 in the morning, he finally fell asleep and I passed out on top of the covers. I woke up 2 hours later to my baby crying again. This time, he was kicking his feet as if trying to get them through his footy pajamas. I narrowed my eyebrows, got scissors, and carefully cut them off. And like magic, Zadie fell back into a peaceful sleep. Today, Zadie is 34 years old. Our middle child, Drury, is now 30. When he was 5, we took him and his brother to Walt Disney World. Refusing to walk when tired, I carried him for hours each day. He was a plump little guy, and I came back with my arms feeling detached from my body. And my little nutmeg, Demi, now 26, loved this bedtime ritual. I would draw gentle circles on her forehead with my thumb, and she would say, while fading to sleep, "How does that work?" What these stories have in common is how my brain was reshaped after becoming a father. According to a 2022 article in Scientific American, fatherhood triggers significant structural and functional rewiring in the male brain, similar to mothers, to support caregiving and attachment. New fathers show changes in gray matter in regions controlling motivation, empathy, and emotion regulation, especially when they're actively involved in childcare. With Zadie crying all night because his feet felt trapped, my motivation heightened to solve the problem and cut off his footies. With Drury refusing to walk when he was tired at Walt Disney World, my elevated empathy made carrying his 40-pound body manageable. With Demi fading to sleep as I gently rubbed her forehead, my emotional regulation helped me establish a loving bedtime ritual. I have always wondered about this overwhelming love that I have for my children. From elementary to high school, they would come home with friends and I would grab them by the cheeks and cover them with kisses for what seemed like eternity. Their friends would look wide-eyed and ask, "What's your dad doing?" And my children would nonchalantly say, while waiting for it to end, "He'll be done in a minute." According to another 2022 study in developmental psychology, the arrival of my children increased levels of oxytocin in my brain, the love hormone, suggesting neuroendocrine change associated with becoming a parent. In humans, oxytocin is a hormone associated with social bonding and attachment. It doesn't cause love, but its increase across the transition to fatherhood aligns with research showing changes in neural and hormonal systems that support bonding, caregiving, and emotional attunement. Becoming a father to my three brilliant and beautiful children has taught me the true meaning of unconditional love, a love unlike anything else, rooted in that place reserved for sacred, sacrificial things. A love so vivid it resembles a river with fierce rapids, its waters brushing the banks, the trees casting dancing shadows in the breeze. Am I a better human being since I became a father? I believe I am. My three young people matter to me more than life itself. There is nothing I wouldn't do for them, and the beautiful thing is that they know it and wouldn't have it any other way. Becoming a father does not turn me or any man into a perfect emotional navigator overnight, but it does explain why late night lullabies and repeated soothing feels less like chores and more like instinct. Our brains learning and adapting quietly. To me at least, here is what the brain rewiring looks like. Important to note here that while I mainly list the positive aspects of becoming a father, I had my difficulties like everyone else. Empathy. Empathy and patience were never among my virtues, but I had to learn them when I became a father. The many sleepless nights are a good example. My three kids are 4 years apart, which means 12 continuous years without decent sleep. It was worth it. Science helps explain this change. Involved fathers experience a drop in testosterone, which is associated with shifts in caregiving patience and sensitivity. These hormonal changes align with broader shifts in brain systems involved in deeply caring about the state and feelings of others. Tradition. When I was little, I used to hide from my strict mother in my father's Middle Eastern camel hair house robe. My children hid in mine when they were young. Another ritual was our pretend books, made up stories while holding my palm up as the book. Every time I woke them, I would ask them, "Did you go to the moon?" Most of the time they would say no, but sometimes they would grin and say, "Yeah." I trust they will pass similarly sweet traditions on to their own kids. There is a biological component here. Research finds that fatherhood changes levels of hormones such as testosterone and oxytocin and reshapes brain networks related to functions including empathy and emotion regulation, laying the conditions for bonding and the formation of comforting rituals. Emotional intelligence. Research often finds that on average, women show higher attunement to emotional cues shaped by both biology and social experience. This sensitivity can make the emotional landscape of relationships easier to interpret, especially in moments of tension or change. Fatherhood helps here. Becoming a father nudges a man's brain toward real-time emotional calculation. Studies of new dads show changes in brain regions associated with perceiving another person's emotional state and responding appropriately. This doesn't make us experts, but it boosts our capacity to tune in instead of tuning out. Kindness. Fatherhood has taught me how to be firm without ever letting go of love. When my children broke a rule, reasonable discipline was part of the job, but I learned early to keep it kind. As they got older, it became less about correction and more about conversation, heart to heart, eyes locked, no distractions. Over time, I came to understand something science supports. Fatherhood is associated with changes in brain regions involved in attention and caregiving. Research suggests that these shifts, especially in fathers who are more engaged in hands-on care, may help them better attune to their infant's cues. The result is a greater ability to balance structure with connection in responding to children. Friendship. As my kids grew older, something shifted between us. We became not only father and children, but something closer and more reciprocal. I wasn't the most popular father by any means, but many of my kids' friends seemed to gravitate toward our home. They would linger there, talk, and laugh. Over time, it turned into a kind of open-door life where we enjoyed spending time together, even through the teenage years. Life feels at its sweetest when your teenage children start asking you deep questions, not out of obligation, but out of needing guidance. And that has continued as they became adults. Scientifically, these relational changes reflect how human bonds evolve over time. We are not built solely for fixed, limited roles, but for enduring attachments that shift as life stages change. Research on parent-adult-child relationships suggests that as children mature, bonds often become more reciprocal, marked by greater emotional mutuality. Perspective. When teenagers, they will do things that make you pause in disbelief, like getting a tattoo from a friend who did it with an electric toothbrush, or staying out far past curfew and ending up in the emergency room after a night that went too far. These happened to me. Eventually, my children became productive and stable adults, and somewhere along the way, I learned to lighten up. I once wore those shoes too. What science now suggests is that caregiving is associated with changes in brain systems involved in social responsiveness. These shifts, shaped by experience and hands-on involvement, can increase a father's sensitivity to social and emotional cues over time. In that sense, the brain shaped through fatherhood learns to notice both the subtle signals and the broader emotional landscape in which they occur. And now, the one that matters the most, love. Show love, communicate love, offer love. In the unconditional and abundant offering of loving care, something quietly accumulates. The center on the developing child's serve and return framework describes how responsive back and forth interactions between father and child can help build the developing brain. Each moment of attunement and each response to a child's signal strengthens neural systems involved in emotional regulation, attention, and connection. For fathers, this is not a one-way process. These repeated acts of caregiving also shape the caregiver. Over time, consistent engagement with a child's emotional world is associated with changes in the brain systems involved in emotional attunement, social cognition, and emotion regulation. The father learns to read cues more finely, respond more steadily, and remain present. When love flows with no limits, then practiced repeatedly, it becomes embedded in the neural patterns through which both child and father learn attachment itself. It lingers, this attachment, in the small, ordinary moments long after they stop needing you in the same way. In the silence between conversations. In the way that they still look back when they leave the room. In the quiet knowledge that what you built together does not disappear. It settles into a new form, and fatherhood reveals itself as the gift it was always meant to be. And if you are lucky, you realize it was never just something you were teaching them. It was something they were teaching you too. When you look closely at the life experience and biology braided together, you begin to see a quiet truth. Fatherhood is not only lived in moments, it is etched into the architecture of love. Happy Father's Day, and don't forget to take the footies off their pajamas so they can fly, even if it means watching them leave the ground without you. About the author, Karim Samsi Basha is a Syrian-American writer, photographer, and former columnist for NJ.com, based in Birmingham, Alabama. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Greater Good Magazine. And next is a Greater Good in Action practice. This one is entitled Superhero Motivation for Kids. Use pretend play to encourage children to persevere through difficulty. How to do it. Time required. Depending on how creative you want to get, this practice can take as little as 5 or 10 minutes. How to do it? It's hard for children to stick with boring or difficult tasks. The following strategy is a fun way to teach your children perseverance so that you and others can count on them to follow through. Choose a character. Ask your children to think of a hard-working character whom they love, like a superhero or a protagonist from their favorite book series. Get creative. Find items around the house that you can use as props so that your children can really get into character. For instance, you could make superhero cuffs out of toilet paper tubes or old socks with the toes cut off. You could even reuse an old Halloween costume. Get to work. Once your children are in character, remind them to do the task at hand, such as doing their homework, making their bed, washing the car, or cleaning their room, as if they were the character that they chose. Encourage them to talk to themselves as if they were that character. For instance, instead of asking themselves, "Am I working hard?" they can ask themselves, "Is Batman working hard?" Check in. Cheer on your superhero. Reconnect with them to encourage their perseverance using the character of their choice by asking things like, "How hard is Wonder Woman working?" why to try it. As parents, we want to encourage our children to develop the skills that will support their success. Perseverance is key to becoming someone whom others can count on, someone who is reliable even when the tasks that they have to do are boring or hard. Teaching our children perseverance will not only impact how reliable they become in cleaning up their toys, but may also support their overall academic success. Research shows that students who are better able to resist temptations and practice self-discipline perform better in school. Why it works. Role-playing allows children to distance themselves from a situation by taking an outsider's perspective. This self-distancing tactic allows children to stop focusing on their own negative emotions and their desire to do something more interesting. By removing these distractions, role-playing can help children focus on the end goal of completing a task. The props and use of play may also lead to greater perseverance because it makes the experience more fun and gives children the opportunity to identify with the strengths of their chosen character. And here's another greater good in action practice: a loving space for kids' emotions. Show love to your children by helping them process emotions. How to do it? Time required, as little as 10 minutes. This practice can be done when you notice your children experiencing any kind of strong emotion. How to do it? When our children feel anger, sadness, or other intense emotions, we might be inclined to distract or redirect them away from their discomfort. But this isn't always the best strategy. Research on attachment, the unique loving bond between children and their caregivers, suggests that a key part of developing secure and loving relationships is spending time with your children to support their experiences with their emotions. Practice these three steps to help strengthen your bond with your children. Number one, heighten awareness. When helping children recognize their emotions, show your curiosity about their experience rather than imposing feelings on them. For instance, say, "I'm wondering if you're upset," rather than declaring you're upset. Be both humble and inquisitive. This approach shows your children that you acknowledge that their emotional experience is personal and that you are open to understanding them. Number two, name it. Encourage your children to talk about what they are feeling. Then take a moment to reflect on what they've told you and give a possible name to the emotion. You can say, "It sounds like you're feeling sad," or "It sounds like you're feeling frustrated." By giving them an opportunity to put their internal experiences into words, you help them cultivate a bigger emotion vocabulary and show them that expression is one way to regulate difficult feelings. Three, explore together. Validate your children's emotional experience. This can be as simple as saying, "That sounds like it would be frustrating." Help them to make sense of any aspects of their experience that are confusing to them, such as mixed emotions. For example, kids can feel happy a friend won an award and at the same time sad because they wanted the award. Show them that you understand by matching their emotions with your voice, face, and touch. You can smile if your child is excited or hold their hand if they're nervous. These nonverbal expressions can help your children recognize and make sense of their own emotions. Why you should try it. Securely attached children tend to have higher self-esteem and show better self-control and perform better in school. Children who experience more loving relationships with their parents also tend to be more compassionate and helpful toward others later in life. The empathy, love, kindness, and compassion that your children develop can support them in building positive relationships with others. Beyond interpersonal relationships, love has lasting benefits for our health and growth. While people who grow up without loving bonds may experience immune system dysfunction and chronic illness. You've been listening to Greater Good Magazine, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming your way next from Sun Sounds of Arizona.